Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
After I was ordained a priest, almost immediately after that, I was covering one parish for a few weeks. And since I had more downtime between Saturday and Sunday, I started to read a book about a Romanian elder who was imprisoned by communists many times. It was extremely interesting to read his stories from the prison. Since he was Christian and a monk, he had a very special treatment. He and his cellmates were treated in the most radical ways that I don't think we could even comprehend in today's age. The treatment was between life and death. But when I was reading his life, in one chapter, Father Arseny, the monk, said, "Suffering is not complete if it's not accompanied by humiliation." And truly, when they were dragged into the cells and when they were interrogated, they were not asked simple questions, yes or no. Did you do this or that? The interrogation involved savage beatings, terrible tortures that would make you confess to anything, even if you have not done the deed. Truly horrible things. And these interrogations were meant not to get information, but to destroy mind and body, to the point where you were willing to deny even your whole being, and most of the times, deny your faith. And that was the goal, to deny the faith. And those who denied their faith, they were called reconditioned, meaning they renounced God, they renounced following of the commandments, and after that, they had much easier life in prison. They could eat much more. They could socialize with others. They would have a gathering spots and much more. Those who did not deny their faith were constantly in torture chambers. And we might ask ourselves, why didn't they pretend? Why didn't they choose an easy route? And when they were freed from the prison, they could live out their life again, or faith again. The simple answer to these questions is that if they denied their faith, if they threw away their faith, they would also throw away the cross that they were given to them by God. And at that moment. And if you look at the history of church and we read lives of saints and martyrs and elders, then we would realize that without heroic sacrifices, being firm in faith, taking up the cross, if they denied that cross that was given to them at that very moment, if they denied to carry it, then there would be no Christianity. We would not be here. The faith would just die off. Today we find ourselves here standing in front of the precious cross, listening and contemplating on the tough words from the Holy Gospel. If a man wishes to come after me, he must deny his very self, take up his cross and follow me. This means deny the worldly passion, deny the world, deny everything that takes us away from God, takes us away from coming to services, takes us away from doing our prayer rules at our house. If there is something that is pulling us away, it's not worth it. It's not worth our salvation. Today is a beautiful day because we are reminded that it is impossible to follow the Lord as a cross bearer without a cross. And that everyone who follows him unfailingly, fulfilling the command, goes with a cross. And what is the cross? The cross consists of all sorts of inconveniences that touch us on a daily basis, burdens that cause us anxieties and sorrows, weighing heavily both internally and externally along the path of the diligent fulfillment of the commandments of the Lord. Saint Barsanuphius says that everyone who bears his cross, and you bear your cross, even though it is only the size of a finger, you still bear it. The bearing of a cross is absolutely necessary for every Christian for his salvation. Yes, everyone bears a cross. And his cross, and born a cross, even the incarnate God born a cross. And his cross was the heaviest, as if combining in itself all the crosses of mankind. And let us take a note. God is carrying the cross, and a man, if you remember, Simon from the Gospel, helps him. He takes the cross from Christ and carries it himself. This means that by bearing our crosses, we help our Lord to carry his cross. And that we are preparing to be his servants at that very moment where he needs our help. What a high calling it is. Definitely something to keep our mind when we approach Holy Week, Good Friday, when Christ drags the cross. It's important for us to be there to help him. And this is our preparation during the Lent. Bearing a cross is a part of Christian life. We are given crosses throughout our whole life, whether we like it or not. For sure, we are not in the same position as that Romanian monk, but at least we know to what kind of extreme it can get. And I think that if the society goes as it is going, we'll be fighting the same, if not worse, spiritual battles as Romanian elder did. We have an opportunity to renew our ways. The precious cross given to us this Sunday, so we can renew our prayer life that we have started this Lent, or renew our fasting if we fasted during the Lent. Or maybe after 3 Sundays we see that we can do more, we can pray more, we can fast more, more strictly. Today is our reminder to pick our crosses if we have left that behind, so we can get ready for the Holy Week. If we don't, we don't want to go through Holy Week with a lukewarm heart, with something that is just happening. Holy Week is something that we experience fully. If we do our diligence in our spiritual life, then meaning of crucifixion, meaning of resurrection, will have different meaning to us. And those days will be different. So let us pick up our crosses. Let us struggle for our salvation. We should always remember, if we do our part, if we pick up our own cross, we'll help the Lord to help his cross. Glory to Jesus Christ.